Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And there is, a developing story, if not breaking, because yesterday, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel was asked about the possibility of benching Tua Tagovailoa after a game where it was abundantly clear on, was that Sunday? Was that Monday? Days running together.
Yeah,
it was Monday night. That Tua Tagovailoa was indeed the mitigating factor with this offense. They asked him, is it possible he could be benched? The quote that he gave was, everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he wasn't lying because earlier this morning, Ian Rappaport made gave the report that Quinn Ewers, former Texas quarterback, Longhorn quarterback, will indeed be the starter this week for the Dolphins versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
$54 million they're paying him guaranteed next year. $54 million.
Yeah.
What a bleep show that wound up being.
Yeah.
I mean that's what the story is. And it goes back to, if you're going to pay a quarter, and it'll never change because the agents are so good and quarterbacks who are good enough but maybe not great.
That's the thing right there. He was good enough where you'd be like, okay, we could keep him around.
Yeah.
But you got to pay him that money. That's kind of like Trevor Lawrence thing.
Yeah. Although Trevor's playing better.
He's playing better.
But it took a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure that contract is great. We'll see. But good enough quarterbacks should not be paid like this, but they will continue to be paid.
I'm actually not sure. I feel like there's two things that have converged. Obviously, you have the likes of Tua Tagovailoa, where that second contract is entire. It looks atrocious, not just bad, atrocious.
Yeah.
And then you also pair this with the likes of Geno Smith, who you're seeing this weekend, I believe, according to Pete Carroll. It seems like Geno will be the starter. But more so, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. You're seeing these quarterbacks that we had previously who would have looked at as at most a stopgap quarterback for a year or two look more viable as options versus these guys that you feel like, oh man, is he right about the old, what I used to call the Andy Dalton line of just a guy that you got to keep no matter what, just because he's good enough, you're not going to find another option. I think that those two trends in the National Football League converge to a point where you go, maybe I don't have to force myself to give Tua Tagovailoa an extension. Maybe I go and I find one of these guys and see if I can make this work for another 2-3 seasons.
That's very tricky, though, man, because you could end up like the Browns, because people are saying that about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got rid of him and got worse.
They're general managers and owners are afraid to be embarrassed. You've said it, you know, one way to get to billionaires is embarrass them.
That's the only way, in fact.
Yeah, that's the only way to get them.
Because you're not getting them with the money.
and so for that reason, I feel like viable quarterbacks, as you talked about, are going to continue to be paid like great quarterbacks. just because they don't want to be embarrassed. Agents are really good. Hey, the market says this and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, man, it's so tough.
The thing with Tua, he's probably, I mean, we named a lot of quarterbacks. He's probably one of the worst out of all of the quarterbacks, because we used to always talk about Kirk Cousins, how, you know, he played good enough and then playoff time, and then he's AWOL.
Yeah.
But, man, Tua, it don't even look like he could be a starting quarterback at all.
And then add in the head injuries, the history.
The injuries.
Yes, yeah.
The fact
unplayable.
That the fact that he was out here. Have you thought back to the season that Miami's had off the field?
Yeah.
All of the weird comments that he's made, the meeting that they had that was like a players-only meeting, but also they were litigating in the media, you know, who was invited and whether or not people were showing up and all that. And then he just is so goofy where I think it was highlighted, that interception that he threw, and who was it? Was it Jalen Ramsey that got him? Where he went up to him after the – or what, it wasn't Ramsey. I'm trying to remember who it was that got him on the interception. He goes up to him and tries to dap him up after the game. It's just, it's all of the uncomfortable things on top of the
He was laughing with Jalen Ramsey after the game.
Yeah.
Kind of rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah, and that's been the thing that he's done. So, like, the inability to read the room in addition to being this bad, it's been really problematic for the Dolphins. The thing that I constantly look at is, I know people are like, this was an awful selection and definitely even more so an awful extension. I can't really say much on the extension. When it came to the selection, I still remember, like, we don't have to lie about the history. That dude was a monster at Alabama. Oh, I think that hip injury that he sustained, what was it, Ole Miss?
Mm-hmm.
That robbed him of so much. That's going to go down in my book as one of those injuries that robbed us of a lot of talent to be able to watch in sport.
It was a whole campaign of tank for Tua.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now they're just boxed into a corner. That's a lot of money to make up for.
Yeah, but they can get out from under it after this next season. I think that he will remain on the roster as a backup. Do you agree with this texter that says that Mike McDaniel fired himself by doing this? Because I think I very much disagree. Quite the opposite,
I think
actually.
He might be saving himself.
You
know,
it's a lot to tape out there to show that, hey, this ain't the quarterback right here. I'm doing everything I can. And the quarterback is holding us back.
And you mentioned it yesterday. They have they're out officially out of the playoffs too.
They are. Both of these teams, them and the Bengals that they'll be playing.
It's crazy. They were still eliminated. In it.
That's my point. They began, after a horrible start, they began to kind of show some things offensively, scheme-wise, some of the things they were doing. You were talking about the running game yesterday. I think he's going to be around. And now it's just a matter of writing this out.
Yeah, no, at 100%. Yeah. And one thing I will also remind you, in most circumstances, head coach doesn't get to flat out bench a dude with this much money without having some insight from either general manager, which I don't think that they have run right now, or ownership. I have a feeling that this one was run up the chain to see how
better
this would
check
go.
Check in on that one before you make a decision.
I have been actually on this train for quite a few weeks. I think Mike McDaniel stays, and I think he has an opportunity to do something pretty good. The question then becomes, because this would be actually the first time that he gets to, I imagine, he gets some say in who his quarterback is, because he comes in and inherits Tua Tagovailoa, and we know there's only so many jobs. Sometimes you just got to say that you like what the position entails.
Yeah, you remember the big phone call in the airplane? Hey, when he got hired?
Yeah.
And then they were, all right, Tua, let's go. We're going to get to work. We're going to be, you know, you're going to be great, you know, et cetera. He inherited him, and he for a while he did the best he could with him.
I am so intrigued as to what a very clear, really good play call in the National Football League, as he's been able to innovate with this team that we've looked at that has not actually been that good, what he does when he has an opportunity to maybe more or less have some input as who the signal caller is for him on offense. That is the thing that I'm most interested in moving forward with the Dolphins next season, is who is their starting quarterback, because I think with this move, it's abundantly clear that it will not be Tua Tagovailoa. All right, so that's some of the things around the NFL as we continue. Well, actually, before I go there, Quinn Ewers versus the Bengals. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's going to go well?
Well, I mean, Quinn Ewers, I mean, clearly we weren't sure it was even going to be him that would be elevated.
No.
You know, but I think a good opportunity for him. It's actually a great opportunity for him. They're out of the playoffs, have a chance to see what they can do with this offense. Quinn Ewers has been, you know, more than expected, at least from their perspective, from what I've been reading. So, yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
From one very disappointing quarterback to another who had a disappointing season. I won't call him a disappointing quarterback, but his name is Jaden Daniels of the Commanders. Earlier this week, it was made clear that he's going to be shut down for the remainder of the season. I think it was yesterday he was making comments. Super frustrated are the words that he used to talk about this entire season with the Commanders. He said that the injuries were freak ones that he couldn't avoid, which, I mean, obviously I think you would agree with. Mm-hmm. But they're in this circumstance where incredible rookie year, awful sophomore campaign, not necessarily because of the play itself, but because of the injuries and circumstances. How do you foresee year three? And I hesitate to make the clear connection to CJ Stroud because I think that the circumstances are very different.
His was injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
But how do you foresee year three? Because I don't know how comfortable I am with the idea that that he's just going to bounce back to everything being well for
really?
Him and not necessarily because of him.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the injuries. And you know, let's not forget what we saw. And I know we can say that about C.J. Stroud and what he looked like in the second season, but his was not injuries. His was offense and play calling and coordinator and personnel up front. Now, clearly they have some of those issues in Washington, but I'm not going to be out on Jaden Daniels by any stretch.
I'm not out on Jaden Daniels as a player. I'm kind of out on the Commanders. Because remember that rookie year, last year. Silly me. They did a lot of making themselves a contender eventually by older veteran free mm-hmm. agents. I mean, you're talking about Bobby Wagner playing middle linebacker for him.
Yeah.
A number of other players that you could rattle off where they used free agency and elders in the free agent pool mm-hmm. to try and accelerate the growth. I don't know that they've done enough on the backside of that to add undergird talent. Like, if we're going to continue to use the comparison to the Texans, you go and you add talent to, you know, by veterans, the likes of Danielle Hunter, mm-hmm. Jimmy Ward, so on and so forth. They've added a lot of young talent that are now very much carrying what this Texans team is in a number of places, and I don't have to mention them. I think you know a lot of the players we're talking about. You don't have that same feeling there in Washington. And I've been thinking a lot about this because I was one of the ones pounding the table for why the hell would you not pay Terry, Scary Terry over there, the mm-hmm. wide receiver for him. That's looking like that's not necessarily a great move. You're sitting in a circumstance where Laremy Tunsil is already considering, you know, what mm-hmm. that next contract looks like. And I go,
he's making it clear again.
Right. I don't know how they are to continue to compete and contend around him with the right talent for where he is as a quarterback.
No, I do agree with that. But but to me, that's separate from is Jaden Daniels still going to be a special talent and gifted at that position?
Right.
I think he will be. The team may not be quite as good and get to the NFC Championship or whatever and all that. But I think he's still going to be a really, really good talent.
But as much as I think we've largely grown on quarterback and somewhat disentangling their play from their team's play, we haven't entirely. And I think that that will – a lot of the shine that Jaden Daniels got in his rookie year was because that Commanders team came out of nowhere and really upended our expectations coming in. I think that I have a hard time seeing them doing anything of the sort again in the near immediate future with him. So, like, kind of sad to see a talent like Jaden Daniels in that circumstance, but we'll see what it looks like. He's frustrated, and I imagine there's a lot of fans of sport that are also somewhat frustrated there as well. We mentioned this earlier. The Texans have added to their practice squad some defensive tackle depth. It'll be Michael Harris, I believe it was the name, added to the practice squad for this team at a defensive tackle position. Played in Tennessee for a majority of the season. Hasn't done a lot. A handful of like, you know, tackles and stuff. With 13 games played, I believe he started four. I don't view this as like a big time answer. This feels like more of a depth move. I imagine at the defensive tackle spot, you're going with obviously Rankins and Togiai. I think Naquan Jones has the opportunity to filter in. But the question I have then is, do you think any of these other guys like a Haguy into BC gets the chance to factor in at defensive tackle for your team?
Right, look, I don't mean to sound like Nick Caserio. But at this point, you know, this is going to come down to I'm not going to write him off as necessarily someone who's not going to see the field simply because they need those bodies in the middle. It could be someone on the practice squad, as you mentioned, could be him. They are all in on rotating the interior defensive line. Somebody's going to fill that role because they just need the bodies.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people on social media, particularly Texans Twitter, saw the Raiders cutting a veteran defense tackle and went, ooh,
yeah,
there's a connection there. Leku Fotu, he's a vet in the National Football League. He was released from the Raiders. He played under Matt Burke in Arizona, which is what the connection that got people interested. I went and I watched some of his play there with the Raiders, and he looks like a vet. He looks like he can do some solid things. He didn't jump out quite in the same way as when I was looking at Naquan Jones' video film. Of course, I didn't go through the entirety of the season and watch every play, so I don't want to pretend like I made a robust or had a robust look at him. But I do like the player if that's something that they consider in this time period as they're turning over stone.
Well, let's see what the Raiders do with him too. There's also a report that he might end up back with them at some level. Yeah, I'm with you because of what I just said. You need more bodies in there. You're going to look at everybody. You know, the whole had a good week of practice thing might come into play again. You know.
Yeah, so that's what's happening there, defensive tackle. I know that Caserio on with Payne Pendergast spoke about that. Maybe we get to some of that audio. And a little bit more as we finish out around the NFL here. We have a headliner for Netflix's Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you know, the halftime show last year, unfortunately, concerning the game itself. But you had the halftime show. You had Beyonce, and that was really fun, at least it was a small bit of fun when it came to what was happening at NRG Stadium that day.
It was
day.
The whole game.
For some people, it was. I saw them stands.
Too, yeah.
So for some people, they were like, I'm not sticking
Beyonce
around for the rest
bowl.
Of this.
The
Beyonce Bowl.
This year, it'll be the Snoop Dogg Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like this? Snoop Dogg performing at the halftime game of Vikings-Lions on Christmas Day at US Bank Stadium.
I keep waiting for Snoop to be overextended or, you know, for it to run its course. And I'm not there yet. It's like anytime, like a lot of these athletes are like, all right, that's enough. We've seen too much of them. Haven't seen too much of Snoop. I'm in. Why, sure, why not?
I think Snoop is one of those dudes that transcends. I'm still fascinated. And of course, this is less about the music itself and more about the persona that he's built in media and stuff. Do you realize that we went from Martha Stewart is America's sweetheart to being like, actually, no, we will put Martha away
because
she went to jail for Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah. Do you remember where Snoop was? Like, you will vividly remember where he was early on in his career, in his rap career. He was
fighting a murder case.
Yes. We got him on anything and everything. He is hosting the Olympics.
He got no felonies, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of my point. There's no Snoop fatigue for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I guess he's just that good.
I am willing to go out on a limb and say, of like any rapper that you could get to do this, I think Snoop might be the most beloved that you could get.
Oh, for crossover.
To bridge gaps of sorts.
Yeah. It's 80-year-old people that know who Snoop Dogg is.
Yes. For crossover, he's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. So this feels like a win for the NFL. Or maybe it doesn't. 713 572-4610. Let me know. Do you have any interest in the Snoop Dogg halftime show of Christmas Day, which again, 8 days away? Like, it's so weird to remember that mm-hmm. being the case. Christmas literally next week. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. And coming up next, I've been sitting a lot because this game mattered a lot, and we got a last 2 minute report. So first and foremost, do you feel vindicated in the circumstances that came down at the end of Rockets Nuggets? But also, I think there's a couple of thoughts that I've been ruminating on, and I want to run them past you here, John, and dear listener. 713-572-4610. Let's return to the Nuggets Rockets game next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.